Welcome to Season 2 of Next of Kin, the podcast. I'm your host, Emma, a British expat who moved to Dubai to further my fashion career when a positive pregnancy test rocked my world. I was asked to choose between my career or my baby, so I realised I needed to pivot fast. And that's where Next of Kin came in. Last season, you followed along as I muddled through my first year as a mum and starting my first business. Now I have a toddler, a brand, and this podcast. So join me this season as I jump into my mumpreneur era and try to figure out whether we can really have it all. Guys, we are back for season 2. It really didn't take me long to miss podcasting, but the break was so needed. I say break, but instead I just had months and months of illness after illness in our house, and I know that everyone else seems to have had the same as well. If you already know me, you know that my toddler is a koala baby. But these illnesses, we even had a trip in an ambulance and a hospital stay, which was just awful and so scary. But that has turned my koala into an even more clingy koala. So my Q1 of getting my head down and really hustling away at the brand side of Next of Kin hasn't hugely gone to plan. But I won't ever regret slowing down and spending this time with Bonnie. If you are new around here, let me quickly reintroduce myself and get you up to speed. In a nutshell, I am an ex-luxury fashion buyer who moved to Dubai, got pregnant with my long-term boyfriend. It was unexpected. Actually, we just had a conversation about how we were going to wait at least one more year till we started trying. But I was thrilled and I feel so, so lucky. In Dubai, I think it's okay for me to say that the maternity leave situation here absolutely sucks. Because I was someone who had it good. And I managed to string out my leave with unpaid leave till about, I think she was nearly 4 or 5 months old. And then work wouldn't let me dodge going back to work any longer. I did try to go back. My baby Bonnie is an absolutely beautiful little character. But one trait that she gets from both myself and my partner is her stubbornness. I actually think we've bred like this super stubborn child. It's really been multiplied. So she wouldn't take a bottle and she was super greedy. And to be honest, she just wanted to be stuck to me all day. So that made things rather difficult. And about 6 weeks into going back to work, I was basically sat in front of a very disgruntled HR who, how can I put this diplomatically? They weren't exactly helpful. They'd actually decided they were going to tighten up their remote working policies and working from home and all that kind of thing that we had before. So basically made my life 10 times harder and I had to choose between my career or my baby. So as you can imagine, that choice wasn't very difficult, but I knew that I was going to need to pivot and fast. I had actually already had thoughts of creating a baby brand and I felt really drawn towards podcasting. So I just picked myself up and got to work on that. Now, over the course of season 1, I did solo episodes as well as guest episodes where I was trying to be just as honest as possible about mum life and what I was experiencing and the struggles, especially with this newfound career path. And I must say that starting this podcast has been one of the best decisions I've made. I am so grateful for the supportive, positive listener base, but also there's no way that I could have this contact base of like amazing experts who have come on the show. Anyway, I know it's boring for you to listen to me gushing, but something that I realized, not just from this show, but from the chats that I was having with the other mums and small business owners, was just how difficult it was to carry on in our careers after having a baby. I met so many small business owners and I'd ask them why they started, like what was their story? And they'd always start with, well, after having kids. So that's why I decided to start afresh with season 2 of the podcast, where we're going to really focus in on this tussle between career and motherhood. I know that's what a lot of you guys are here for anyway. So I've had a quick rebrand. We're no longer Next of Kin Parents Podcast. We're dropping the parents. We're just going to be Next of Kin the podcast, because to be honest, that's what I refer to it as. I refer to Next of Kin the brand and Next of Kin the podcast. And I really did play around with different formats last season, didn't I? And try to get some feedback and figure out what worked, what felt right. I think what you really liked here is the fabulous guests, right? So I may drop in with a solo episode here and there like today throughout the season, but I aim to bring you some really inspiring, I hope, conversations, starting with an episode about how to start a business, how to come up with an idea, how to actually get going, how to find what's right for you at this stage in your life. Because I know that so many may be listening to this on their mat leave or even back in a job that you're desperate to leave, but you feel so stuck because you don't know what to do next. So I thought, how can we start this season any better than having that as an episode? I'm not giving away the guest, but it's a good one. Now, one thing that will stay the same is that I am still no expert and I want to keep this as a supportive, judgment-free, sort of non-preaching zone, because we get told we ought to be doing things certain ways constantly as mums. It's as if we literally don't have our own brains and intuitions. And I'm still feeling sick of all this conflicting advice out there. So take from these episodes what you need, and certainly don't put me on a pedestal, because I get all these lovely comments about how amazing I am to have started my own business whilst my little one was so tiny. And honestly, I'm just trying to muddle through this all. I love the comments. I love the compliments, but still, like, it's hard and I do not know what I'm doing here. So I always say that this podcast follows along my personal journey. Last season, I spoke to, you know, sleep consultants, Montessori experts, that kind of thing. And you were really getting an insight into my personal experience of the first year of motherhood. But 2024, I'm trying to figure out this working mama life. I'm in my mumpreneur era. So that's what you can expect from this season. God, saying that you're in some sort of era is going to date so badly, isn't it? It's going to be such a 2024 thing. But that's what I'm going with. I was about to go back actually and listen to my final episode of last season, so episode 28, because I know that I spoke about some of the goals, like personal goals and business goals, and I thought maybe I should go back, listen to that, and update you on where I'm actually at. But honestly, I still hate the sound of my own voice. I can't believe I have a podcast. So I just tried to remember. I know that I was planning to focus on the business and driving sales online side of things. I basically get a really fabulous response from customers at markets, but the reality is that I'm still this small brand, so driving those sales online is really not easy, and I have a lot to learn in that space. And this is still my biggest pain point a couple of months on. I'm obviously part of a really competitive market at baby clothes, and there's all these big players dominating. Actually, I'll give you an example. So I worked with a company on Google Ads, and that's what they specialize on, is running adverts on Google. And they did that for me for like a month or two, and I made zero sales, not a single sale. And they actually advised me, which I really appreciate the honesty, but they basically said, don't bother with this, because I was not going to be able to compete with, there were just two main brands there that were dominating the ad spend. However, I don't even currently rank on Google. Like, if you search for baby clothes in Dubai or whatever, I don't rank. So over the next few weeks, I need to teach myself about SEO. Actually, that then brings me on to my next point, which is that kind of balance. And I don't just mean mum and work-life balance. I mean, I have very limited time these days to work, and I'm just one person, and I don't have expertise in lots of fields like digital marketing and all these areas, but I'm also a new small business, so I'm cash poor. So finding that balance of outsourcing, like, what do I learn myself? What should I outsource? How much that costs and whether it's worth it, and how to even find these good freelancers? This is a real learning curve right now. Now, I want to let you in on a learning that I feel like as a buyer, I should have done way better with this brand. I actually have a few small brand owners who listen. A lot of them have baby brands as well. And I wonder if they're going to agree with me. But as we are saying all over TikTok and Instagram and social media right now, 2024 is the year of no gatekeeping. So if you're just starting out, this is one area where I think I could really have improved and should have known better, to be honest. And that is the continual product development and the small launches. My strategy was to work seasonally, so launch a couple of full seasons of product a year and then trade them and then launch the next. And if you asked me last year about the next launch, I'd tell you that I wasn't currently working on it because I was working on my sales and I was working on tracking feedback and what was selling before working on anything new to make sure that I was developing the right product, which of course is true. It's the right thing to do. It really makes sense. But After a couple of months, I felt like I really needed a new product for my loyal customers, something to keep them engaged, interested. So if I was to do this again, I would have been working on that before even launching. But to be honest, we are not going to have any newness anytime soon. And to be really real with you, that's because mum life and burnout has just got in the way. I'll come to that in a minute. And how often do we hear about self-care and needing to take time out and take care of ourselves? And if you're like me, you just basically don't listen because it seems impossible. Like that seems a bigger task than hustling and starting a business is to actually take care of myself. I've grown up in hustle culture, so I was go, go, go. But with back-to-back illnesses in our house, that basically meant that December and January, I had to cut back my work so much. Like Bonnie needed me. I was getting ill too. And what I learned was that my business suffers if I am burnt out. There is such a strong correlation at this stage. I mean, I'm the only person in my business, so it makes sense. But I really struggle to show up in my business if I am burnt out like that. And I hadn't realized actually how hard it is to be creative when you're feeling burnt out. So this has been what's pushed back my next range even further. I literally could not design. Like I didn't have it in me. I couldn't. And then the other place that needs creativity obviously would be the podcast. Thank God I stopped where I stopped because that would have been so boring for you in like January. But the other place is social media and marketing, and I just didn't have it in me. Like I had zero new ideas, and I know that a lot of people were feeling like that in January. Like we all set our New Year's resolutions, didn't we? And then January came round, and it just seemed to be like bad thing after bad thing, didn't it? Like it really wasn't giving the vibes that we were trying to manifest. So if anyone else is feeling a little or a lot burnt out, but feeling like they need to hustle through, honestly, my advice is take a step back, take a breath. A tip that I can share with you, which has been a strength from my retail days, actually, is the number side of things. And as I've networked, it's really surprised me how many small businesses and small retailers just aren't tracking their sales or aren't doing it properly or don't know how to look into them and analyze. So since I was 21 and in my first head office retail role, Monday mornings have always been for Monday trade. So you come in early, you print off all the types of reports, you set about analysing your trade for the previous week. And then from that, you're looking at sort of short-term and long-term actions. So for example, something isn't selling well. Okay, so what can you do to boost? Maybe a promotion. And you'd probably want to look into exactly why it isn't selling well so that you can then influence your range for the next season. You might even be thinking, I mean, from my point of view, with my sales channels. So I know that I'm not doing well online and I'm doing better at market. So how do I drive those sales online? Perhaps this is all super obvious to you, so sorry about that. But I know that there are a lot of small businesses or people starting out that just don't analyze their figures, or at least not regularly. So I would really implore you to start doing so. Make that your Monday trade every morning, because that's how I start my week, by Monday trade, as if I was literally still a buyer. So I guess those are a few honest business learnings for you and a few mistakes and an update on where I'm getting to with my business goals that I set. In my personal life, I am sure I told you in the last episode, probably that I was going to focus on Bonnie's feeding and sleep. It's been the focus since her life began. And I have no good update for you there, I'm not going to lie. So we'll skip over that. I've just decided I'm going to soak it all in with these contact naps, these sleepy snuggles. You know, when she was ill, and she really was back-to-back ill for well over a month. So of course she was doing all these contact naps and everything like that. And it's since then, we've not really recovered from that. And probably worse than the position when I last told you that I was going to try and improve the situation. But hey, I also now I'm going to try and use that time for me to rest now that I've realized that I kind of have to. And it's not going to last forever, is it? I'm not going to have these contact naps and sleepy snuggles and all of this when she's a teenager. So let's make the most of it now that she's a toddler. So this week's episode is basically this. This is just a really quick check-in from me to let you know where I'm at, where the business is at, and also just to let you know what's to come with the season. I have got so many big ideas, so many things I'd love to do with the podcast, but we really are going to focus in on careers this season, and we're going to kick them off with such a good episode next week. Now, if you don't follow the podcast already, please do. Most of you are listening, I think, on Apple Podcasts, and there will be like a little plus sign that you can tap. It's just one way that you can really help and support me to carry on being able to make this kind of content. So I really appreciate it. But I'm also just so excited about this season and the amazing episodes and guests that we've got coming. So please share with your friends. If you can think of a mum who is pregnant or maybe worried about going back to work or always saying that they want to start their own thing or struggle with balance, this is for her. Send it to that friend. Now keep your eyes peeled for our next episode of the season where we're going to be diving in. Trust me, it's going to be a good listen. I know I've mentioned it a million times already. But till then, if you have a topic that you'd like me to discuss or any questions, you can email directly podcast@nextofkin.ae. Do follow along at nextofkin.ae on Instagram and on TikTok. I really want to get my claws into TikTok. I feel like there's so much potential there. So if you're not already on TikTok, stop being a dinosaur. Get yourself over there. You can also use my code podcast10 for 10% off on Next of Kin on the brand by shopping online, which is, you guessed it already, it's nextofkin.ae. Until then, take care and see you next time.